Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Stuart Rosenthal, Mr. Beacon himself, joins us for our Beacon Bits, this bit of the Beacon newspaper each week. By the way, your free copy awaits you at over 1,500 locations here in the metro area. You can also read them online at thebeaconnewspapers.com, right?
Right, that's correct.
So tell us what you have for us.
We thought we'd start with today some health stories, and one of them, you might not sound like as much of a health story as you might think. It's about Botox. And when you hear the name Botox now, you think really mostly wrinkles and cosmetic surgery and whatnot.
Oversized lips.
Yeah. I guess. Okay. Lots of things you can do. Mm-hmm. But the truth is this Botox, which is, of course, made from the botulinum toxin, which can be fatal in heavy doses but is way diluted for purposes of these injections, mm-hmm. was originally marketed as a muscle relaxant. And its first treatment was in 1989 for treating crossed eyes. The muscles that sort of pull the eyes together were relaxed by the Botox and enabled people to see better. Mm-hmm. Well, there are loads of similar kinds of useful medical functions that are fulfilled with Botox. And I just thought I'd mention, you know, talk about a few of them. Chronic migraine headaches can be relieved because some of the tension in the skull can be relieved with Botox shots. You have sometimes with people have stroke or spinal cord injury or multiple sclerosis or something, their hands become spastic. They squeeze tight and they can't relax their hands in order to move and do things with their hands. And that responds very well to Botox. Mm-hmm. There's overactive bladder and urge incontinence. Those also, can, if they don't respond to medicine, they can respond to Botox.
Right.
There's tight necks. There's excessive sweating.
So what I hear you
all
saying
kinds of things.
Is that the image of Botox was just something for cosmetic aesthetic surgery.
That's what you hear about.
That's
where
you
it's
hear
advertised,
about,
right?
Right? That's where the big money seems to be, the injections
right.
or something like this. But
exactly.
apparently it has a very fine use in relaxing muscles and helping people feel and do better.
Absolutely. And, right. it, you know, all kinds of things. If you have spasms, eyelid spasms, they respond to this kind of thing. And insurance covers Botox treatments for all of these things I've just talked about.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's something that you can talk to your doctor about. Mm-hmm. Now, there are off-label uses as well. Doctors, of course, once they get a drug approved by the FDA, they can generally use it for other things too.
Right.
So they're using it for, you know, when people who are grinding their teeth, tennis elbow, pelvic pain. There are a lot of other off-label uses like that. But those are probably not covered by your insurance.
I mean, this sounds like a wonder drug.
It does. It does a lot of wonderful things.
Huh.
Yeah. But the problem, of course, is it only is temporary. It only lasts about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 3 to 5 days to really start working and maybe even 2 to 3 weeks to start reaching its peak effectiveness. And
okay.
then it wears off.
Huh.
So you have to keep doing it. So at about $600 per treatment, it can add up. But when your insurance is covering it, you know, why not?
Well, and we should be investing in the manufacturer of that, I think.
Possibly so.
What else do you have in health?
Well, the FDA, speaking of drugs, basically, the FDA has been really busy this last year. 2014, it approved 41 brand new, one-of-a-kind, first-of-a-kind drugs.
Wow.
Which is not exactly a record, but it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very strong number. But a lot of these are specialty drugs for niche conditions. And it's sort of interesting because we've gotten so far along at really addressing the major conditions and heart disease and other kinds of conditions, and cancers and other things that are very common, that they're now focusing on the more particular, what they call orphan diseases that, you know, just fewer than a few thousand people or a few tens of thousand people maybe have, as opposed
right.
to millions.
Right.
So a lot of these drugs are really, they're biotech therapy or in other ways, you know, based upon the genome, and they're coming to address these kinds of problems that people have had and really suffered with but have not been able to get treatments for. So
wow.
that's very nice. They're very expensive. I mean, we're talking drugs that are around $100,000 or more per course.
My goodness.
But, you know, when they can solve these kinds of serious problems like hepatitis C and whatnot, and,
right.
and it's, you know, it's a worthwhile thing to have.
Well, certainly, if it's your life, you want to do whatever you can to preserve it, right?
That is true.
And so, you know, and these companies spend incredible amounts of money. One of the most significant investments was by the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation into a drug that would help cystic fibrosis into Gilead. And that was an incredible win, and that was one of the drugs that came out this
year. I'll just add a quick thing, though. These drugs are actually cheaper to do because since they only affect so few people,
yes.
you don't have to test them on tens of thousands of people. So the testing phase is much less expensive. That's where a lot of the money comes from.
Wow.
They still charge a lot, but, I mean, it's not like it might be.
Read all about it in the Beacon newspaper at thebeaconnewspapers.com or find your closest drop-off point right there. It's been a couple of weeks since I had John Yetman from Morgan Stanley, who is a vice president, financial advisor, and senior portfolio manager, join us in our studio. A part of me being your quarterback in the sale of your real estate is helping you sometimes to see that the piece of real estate is a part of the overall package of your wealth planning. And that's why I've brought in these experts. I've got two great guys in, Jason Martin and John Yetman, join me from Morgan Stanley again today. And we're going to dig into the first principle of the seven principles of wealth management. So very happy to have you back, John. Tell us about that principle number one.
Principle number one is the longer you wait, the fewer options you have. So think about that. From the investment management aspect, obviously, if you save more money and allow that money to compound, you're going to have more options to reduce risk through things like owning bonds, real estate. Of course, you'd probably get that through Eric, and other non-correlated assets. But if you've not saved enough, then you're going to need to get a higher rate of return on your money, and therefore you're going to need to take more risk and own more equities. You know, the idea is that when we run a financial plan, we try to figure out what the client's required rate of return is. If that person needs a 7% return to make their plan work, to meet all their cash flows, then we're going to have a higher degree of equities. If the plan works at 5%, we're not going to have to take as much risk. So it's critical to know what you're trying to accomplish. Now, having said that generally equities have more volatility than bonds and generally have more risk, you know, I started in this business in 1981 and short-term interest rates were 21%. Mortgage rates, get this, Eric, 16%.
16%.
So when people got 10% mortgages, they were really happy back then. Mm-hmm. So we've had a 30-plus year period of declining interest rates, and many analysts believe that interest rates are going to go up. If rates go up, just like a seesaw, bond prices fall. So there are many that believe that a portfolio of high-quality, dividend-paying stocks are a great alternative right now to bonds. But no matter what the case, the earlier you start, the more investment options that you're going to have.
Well, another place that this principle applies is with family wealth and estate planning. So you've brought along one of your colleagues, Jason Martin, who's a financial planning specialist, a vice president as well and financial advisor. But he's also a chartered financial analyst and certified financial planner, which is a mouthful, from Morgan Stanley and Bethesda, to talk about the estate planning aspect of the principle. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Eric. Thanks for having me on the show this morning. So look, addition to my background, I've been doing this about 18 years, and certainly over this period of time, I've seen many changes both on the tax side and the estate side. Rates have changed, exemptions have changed. So we're looking at the plan constantly changing. We're always trying to avoid blind spots and find efficiencies with the plan. So the one thing with any type of planning we do, it's interactive, it's constantly changing to account for different changes in the environment. So I serve as a resource to help in the process of truly understanding what clients want to plan for and help them clearly identify these blind spots along the way. If we understand who our clients are and what they care about most, we can truly educate them on the various ways they may want to plan going forward. We believe very strongly in educating our clients so they're empowered to make the best decisions for themselves and their families. Efficient wealth transfer for high net worth clients is usually the highest priority that we can discuss often on an ongoing basis.
All right, so how does the first principle apply to estate planning?
Okay, so we talk about efficient wealth transfer planning. The earlier we start, the better you'll be. So we're talking about gifting money out of your estate, which can end up lowering estate taxes on both a federal and state level if it applies. This is done first through an annual amount that you can gift called the annual gift exclusion. So this exclusion is currently $14,000. Many of our viewers may not know that. It was increased from $13,000 in 2014. That means you can give away $14,000 to as many individuals as you'd like. A husband and wife can each make $14,000 gifts. So for example, a couple could make gifts to each of their four grandchildren, $14,000 apiece, for a total of $112,000. The annual exclusion gifts don't count towards the lifetime gift exemption and are not subject to gift tax. So why does it make more sense to give away your assets sooner than later? Albert Einstein called compounding the most powerful force in the universe. Not only do we remove the amounts we gift from our taxable estate, but we also remove the appreciation from these assets that may be taxed as well.
Mm-hmm.
The other reason to plan early is that it's better to plan when we're all well and able. Waiting and procrastinating may make it too late to plan at all, or too late to do any planning of real consequence, because time is really our source of leverage. This is a very easy planning technique to implement and can be extremely effective over time. The key is defining what your wealth transfer goals are and determining the best way to proceed.
Great. And I really like stopping there, because a lot of listeners are generous here on the Eric Stewart Show, and they want to give money to charity, which I'd like to talk about the next time you guys are on in a couple of weeks. If you want to chat with Jason about your long-term goals and you want to start now rather than waiting until a lot later, or you want a second opinion, no obligation. These guys are creme de la creme at Morgan Stanley. I'm very happy that you could join us. I love the seven principles that you bring. We've just discussed the first principle. If you want, give Jason a call, and you can speak to Rachel Weiner at the office there at 301-961-2095. One more time, 301-961-2095. Call them today. Get a free wealth planning meeting with them, and they'll go over the seven principles and help you come up with a plan. Maybe you never have done a plan before, and it's time that you do. Maybe you're frightened to have that conversation because you haven't. Don't be. Just take the opportunity that they're giving you and give them a call. Again, the number is 301-961-2095. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us, Eric.
You're listening to The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on 630 WMAL.